Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of strategy and resilience? Welcome to a podcast that bridges timeless wisdom with today's challenges. Inspired by Sun Tzu's The Art of War, this show is packed with powerful insights to help you master self-discipline, overcome obstacles, and achieve success in every area of your life. Each episode is a deep dive into practical tactics that transform ancient teachings into actionable steps for personal and professional growth. If you're ready to conquer life's battles and thrive with purpose, this podcast is your ultimate playbook. Subscribe now and start your journey to strategic mastery. Today, we look at the invisible enemy within. Sun Tzu understood that victory begins in the mind long before it manifests in reality. He wrote, "The supreme excellence is to subdue the enemy without fighting." But what happens when that enemy lives within you? What happens when fear becomes the general commanding your decisions, dictating your choices, and limiting your possibilities? Fear is the most cunning adversary you will ever face. Unlike external challenges, fear knows your weaknesses intimately. It speaks in your voice, uses your own logic against you, and presents itself as wisdom when it's actually cowardice. Fear whispers that you're not ready, not worthy, not capable. It disguises retreat as prudence and surrender as strategy. Yet Sun Tzu also taught us that knowing your enemy is the path to victory. When you understand fear's tactics, you can begin to develop a mental fortitude, the unshakable inner strength that transforms challenges into opportunities and obstacles into stepping stones. The anatomy of fear. Before you can triumph over fear, you must first understand its nature. Fear operates like a skilled military strategist, using deception, misdirection, and psychological warfare to maintain control over your decisions. Consider how fear amplifies threats while diminishing your capabilities. A job interview becomes a tribunal. A public speaking opportunity becomes a potential humiliation. A new relationship becomes a guaranteed heartbreak. Fear takes small risks and transforms them into catastrophic scenarios in your mind. This is fear's first tactic, distortion of reality. Just as Sun Tzu emphasized the importance of accurate intelligence, you must learn to separate genuine threats from fear's illusions. Ask yourself, what is the actual risk versus the perceived risk? What is the worst realistic outcome versus the nightmare scenario fear presents? The second tactic fear employs is paralysis through analysis. It convinces you that you need more information, more preparation, more certainty before you can act. While Sun Tzu valued preparation, he also understood that perfect conditions rarely exist. Sometimes the greatest risk is waiting too long to act. Fear's third strategy is isolation. It tells you that you're alone in your struggles, that others wouldn't understand, that asking for help is weakness. But Sun Tzu knew the value of alliances and counsel. Mental fortitude doesn't mean facing everything alone. It means having the courage to build the support systems you need. Building your mental arsenal. Mental fortitude, like physical strength, must be developed through consistent practice. Sun Tzu's principles provide a framework for building this inner strength, transforming you from fear's victim into its master. The first principle is self-knowledge. Sun Tzu insisted that knowing yourself is fundamental to all strategy. This means honestly assessing your strengths and weaknesses, your patterns and triggers. When does fear typically strike? What situations activate your deepest anxieties? What stories do you tell yourself when facing uncertainty? This self-awareness becomes your strategic advantage. You begin to recognize fear's approach before it fully takes hold. You notice the physical sensations, the thought patterns, the emotional shifts that signal fear's arrival. This early warning system allows you to respond rather than react. The second principle is preparation without paralysis. Sun Tzu taught that victory belongs to those who are prepared, but he also understood that over-preparation can become procrastination. Mental fortitude means preparing thoroughly while maintaining the flexibility to act despite incomplete information. Create action plans for your fears. If you're afraid of public speaking, join a speaking group. If you fear career change, begin building skills while still employed. If you're afraid of rejection, practice putting yourself in situations where rejection is possible but not devastating. Each small action builds your confidence and reduces fear's power over you. The third principle is reframing adversity as opportunity. Sun Tzu saw obstacles as potential advantages, terrain to be used strategically rather than simply endured. When you encounter fear, ask yourself, what is this situation trying to teach me? How can this challenge make me stronger? What opportunities exist within this difficulty that wouldn't exist otherwise? The practice of mental discipline. Mental fortitude isn't built through grand gestures, but through daily practices that strengthen your psychological resilience. Like a warrior maintaining his weapons, you must consistently tend to your mental state and begin each day by acknowledging your fears without being controlled by them. This isn't about positive thinking or denial. It's about honest assessment followed by intentional action. Yes, you might fail at this new venture. Yes, this conversation might be difficult. Yes, this decision carries real risks. And yes, you're going to move forward anyway, because the cost of inaction is greater than the cost of potential failure. Develop what Sun Tzu called moral courage, the inner certainty that your actions align with your deepest values and highest purpose. When you know why you're fighting, you can endure almost anyhow. Fear loses much of its power when you're clear about your mission and committed to your principles. Practice mental rehearsal, but not in the way fear suggests. Instead of visualizing worst-case scenarios, imagine yourself handling challenges with grace and competence. See yourself speaking confidently, making difficult decisions with clarity, and recovering quickly from setbacks. This isn't fantasy, it's strategic mental preparation. The wisdom of strategic retreat. Sun Tzu understood that sometimes retreat is the wisest strategy, and this applies to your internal battles as well. Mental fortitude doesn't mean never backing down. It means choosing your battles wisely and knowing when to regroup. There's a difference between strategic retreat and surrender. Strategic retreat preserves your resources for more favorable conditions. It's choosing not to have a difficult conversation when you're emotionally activated, deciding to delay a major decision until you have better information, or taking time to process before responding to criticism. Surrender, on the other hand, is letting fear make your decisions permanently. It's never having the conversation, never making the decision, never responding because fear has convinced you that you can't handle the consequences. Learn to distinguish between these two responses. Strategic retreat includes a plan for re-engagement. Surrender includes only avoidance. Mental fortitude gives you the wisdom to know which response serves your long-term interests. The compound effect of courage. Each time you act despite fear, you make the next act of courage slightly easier. This is the compound effect of mental fortitude, small acts of bravery accumulating into unshakable confidence over time. Think of courage as a muscle that grows stronger with use. The first time you speak up in a meeting, your heart might race and your voice might shake. The 10th time, you notice less physical reaction. The 100th time, you speak with natural confidence. This isn't because you've eliminated fear. It's because you've developed the skill of acting effectively while fear is present. This progressive strengthening applies to every area of life. Each difficult conversation you navigate builds your capacity for future difficult conversations. Each risk you take thoughtfully expands your comfort zone. Each time you choose growth over safety, you increase your mental fortitude. The key is consistency rather than intensity. You don't need to make dramatic gestures to build courage. Small, regular acts of bravery are more effective than occasional heroic efforts. Choose one small way to face fear each day and watch your overall confidence grow exponentially. Creating your victory conditions. Sun Tzu always fought with clear objectives, and your battle against fear requires the same clarity. What does victory look like in your life? What specific outcomes would represent triumph over the fears that currently hold you back or limit your potential? Without defining your goals, it's easy to remain stuck in an endless loop of hesitation and doubt. Perhaps victory means finally starting that business you've been dreaming about for years, even if the thought of taking the first step feels overwhelming. Maybe it's having that honest, vulnerable conversation with your partner that you've been avoiding, the one that could strengthen your relationship but seems too risky. It could mean applying for the position that feels slightly beyond your current qualifications, trusting that growth comes from challenges. Or maybe victory is found in smaller everyday acts of courage, like sharing your authentic opinions in social situations, even when they might not align with others. To truly conquer fear, it's vital to define these victory conditions specifically and measurably. Vague goals like be more confident or take more risks are harder to achieve because they lack focus and clarity. Instead, break them into concrete, actionable steps. For example, instead of be more confident, aim for clear milestones like give one presentation per month, or instead of take more risks, commit to have one difficult but meaningful conversation per week. Clear, measurable targets allow you to track your progress and give you a sense of achievement as you move forward. They also serve as a powerful tool to maintain momentum when fear tries to convince you that you're not making headway. Remember, each small victory builds confidence and reinforces that you're capable of overcoming the fears that once seemed insurmountable. Start with one small step. Let that success propel you forward and watch as each small win compounds into significant personal growth. The long campaign. Building mental fortitude is not a single battle, but a lifelong campaign. There will be victories and defeats, advances and retreats, moments of courage and moments of doubt. This is not failure. This is the natural rhythm of growth. Sun Tzu understood that the greatest generals were not those who never lost battles, but those who learned from every engagement and ultimately achieved their strategic objectives. Your relationship with fear will evolve as you grow. New challenges will bring new fears, but they will also bring new opportunities to demonstrate your increasing mental strength. View setbacks as intelligence gathering rather than defeat. Each time fear gets the better of you, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I better prepare for this situation next time? What support do I need that I didn't have? This learning mindset transforms every experience into fuel for future courage. Remember that mental fortitude is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of it. The goal isn't to eliminate fear entirely, it's to become so skilled at navigating fear that it becomes a tool for growth rather than an obstacle to progress. Moving forward with purpose. As you continue developing your mental fortitude, remember that courage without purpose is merely recklessness, while purpose without courage remains forever unrealized. Your fears often guard the gates to your most meaningful aspirations. The things you're most afraid to do are frequently the things you most need to do. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Each step builds momentum. Each act of courage makes the next one more possible. Each triumph over fear, no matter how small, adds to your growing confidence that you can handle whatever life presents. The path of mental fortitude is not about becoming fearless. It's about becoming fearless, controlled by fear. It's about developing such trust in your ability to handle adversity that you can pursue your highest aspirations despite the risks involved. Sun Tzu's greatest insight was that victory begins in the mind. When you conquer fear, you don't just win a single battle. You transform your entire capacity for achievement. You become someone who can dream bigger, risk more, and create the life that your deepest self knows is possible. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of growth and self-mastery. We're thrilled to have you as part of our community, striving toward excellence and purpose together. Remember, the tools and strategies shared in this podcast are here to empower you in your pursuit of success. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with inspiration and actionable wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and conquer each challenge with confidence and strategy. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome, especially the battles fought within.